7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this new crazy.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast on Scotland Abbey. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Bowden, joining me across the universe on Skype is one of the Todd Lil Nas X Fortnite. What's going on, man?
Man, you know, just doing my thing. Fucking around with the fam and the tribe. What's happening? Much appreciated to the folk out there. And most importantly, man, much appreciation for you. How you feeling today, man? How you doing?
I am exhausted. I'm tired, but I'm feeling great because I have video games to talk about. This is your first time joining us. We're a video game show, but go ahead.
No. I said most important, but the people are important as well. They need to be informed. They're really what drives this bus. So go ahead, man. My apologies.
That is true. You guys drive the bus. We just listen. We're like the bus driver, sort of, but you're like the guy standing over us going, take me to the corner over here. I need to pick up my cocaine. That's what kind of bus drivers we are. Well, no, because that makes us sound bad.
We avoided the time continuum.
We will.
I don't know any bus drivers that drive people to pick up cocaine. I was thinking to myself, like, we're like the bus drivers off of Jeepers Creepers or some shit some days, but
some days it just depends on what day you catch us. Some days we're like the bus driver off of Jeepers Creepers. Some days we're like the bus driver off of the Amsterdam who's driving you to the Red District, and sometimes we're driving you right into the heart of Texas. It just depends on what day you catch us on. Today, we're driving you right into hell. So welcome to hell, folks.
Whoa, that's a hard segue, bro. That's a hard segue.
It really is.
It's almost impossible segue.
It's true. It's almost impossible. But we are a video game show. We're two buddies who get together every week. We talk about the thing we love the most in the world, which is video games. I love it more than movies or my Laserdisc player.
I don't love it more than pussy or money, but
fair enough.
I do love the games as far as my hobby.
I do love the video games. My mama told me not to play video games. I said, no, mama, I like video games. I'm gonna play them like Bobby Boucher on The Water Boy. Remember old Bobby Boucher, The Water Boy?
Water sucks. It really sucks. It's crazy though, the Bobby Boucher shit. That is like, especially like with my country ass, I'm making some gumbo right now. It is almost kind of real.
Yeah.
When they had crocodile like kebabs and shit like that. But that's a funny movie.
It really is. But this week we're getting together to do a top 7 list. Todd, what top 7 are we talking about this week?
BioWare games.
Top 7 BioWare? Oh, no.
Our favorite games. We'll talk about it. We'll get into it.
We should.
Are we finished with the first entry? The introduction?
The entrance? We have entered your world.
Bow.
Bow. That's it. Real quick, shout out, too. We got a new member who liked our page this week, so thank you so much. We got a new member that liked our page. And I want to give a quick shout out to Curtis Tillery Jr. Curtis Tillery Jr., thank you so much for liking Skip the Tutorial, and always go check out the group, the Skip the Tutorial Tribe. Skip the Tutorial Tribe.
Yes, and feel free to give reviews on iTunes. We do random giveaways. Still need to reach out to the random giveaway winner.
He hasn't emailed. Last night.
Nah, man, we got to figure that out, because it's just going to be out there, and we're going to have to find another winner. You know what I'm saying?
Get another one.
Chicken dinner. You know what I mean? But,
had my chicken that we talked about on last week's episode. I need to get some chicken. Fried chicken. Chicken strips and mashed potatoes.
I think you need to get some sleep.
One
or the other.
One of the two. I don't know if cocaine would help my psychosis right now. I think it would just break me. Plus, you know how scared I am. I'd be so paranoid. I'd be like, my heart's going to explode. This is not a good start or good sign up for the week that I need cocaine. We are talking. Did you already tell the folks what the top 7 was?
Yeah, man. We're talking about BioWare today.
That's right. We just had that conversation. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But before we get into that, I do want to talk about the reference in this week's little introduction. Todd, why don't you break it down for the people?
Yeah, man. Like I said, it's an impossible segue. I don't think there's any possible way to talk about
there's
it.
There's not.
With it being right, like without show is just a joke. But like I said, we you know, people that listen to the show, we talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. And I mean, we started out the show doing like a top seven hip hop albums. We're gonna do that annually. That's one of the things that brought us together, because the whole idea of the show is bringing different type of people together around common things and shit like that, and, you know, trying to find positivity in it. There's really not any positivity in what happened with this one. It's a tragedy. It's kind of major news. But like I say, it was victory lap, Mr. Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
That was the number one album that, you know, one of the number one album choices on our top seven hip hop just recently, you know, coming into 2019. And, you know, he was unfortunately murdered this past week in front of the store that he owns, man. So definitely want to send a special, you know, rest in peace or whatever, you know what I'm saying, condolences to the family. You know, he was a father. He's a great man in the hood, great man just overall in general.
Absolutely.
Taken away too soon by a motherfucker named Shitty Cuz, aka yeah. Eric Holder. I mean, the motherfucker's name was Shitty Cuz. So we just wanted to take a second just to at least acknowledge that. I mean, this is definitely not what this show is about, so we're not going to get into all of that. I mean, but it's all over the news cycle. And it's definitely something. It's not just because it's on the news cycle. It's, for me personally, that I mean, he's like a Tupac of the era in a lot of ways. If you really haven't heard of him, you can look into him. I mean, a lot of people now are kind of looking into him because that's what people do, unfortunately, when people pass away. But he was just a solid individual, a true definition of a man, of a hero in my eyes. So definitely want to once again shoot condolences out to the family. And yeah, that's, you know, all I'm saying, that's enough, and I need to shut up, man.
Did you
say something?
Not only was he just one of the most excellent lyricists, writers, producers, even, you know, like just everything that Nipsey did was really incredible. But when you read about the work that he did in his community, you know, it was one of those situations where you read about people who reach out and who really want to make a difference, and you always hear people say, I really want to make a difference. Well, Nipsey Hussle was somebody who actually was making a difference. I'll just put it like this. The chief of police from the Los Angeles Police Department actually had pretty heavy words to say about the situation and respected Nipsey quite a bit. And, you know, he put a tweet out and there was a press conference on it. So if that doesn't tell you something, then, you know, I don't know what else to say. But he was amazing.
And
I mean,
he comes from the gaming culture too. He's referenced,
yeah,
like, you know, playing PS4 and doing ball shit like that. You know what I mean?
Hell
so,
yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, it's kind of crazy some of the hobbies and the things that bring us together, even though we come from different sides of the spectrum all across the board, you know. So definitely got to acknowledge Nipsey. I mean, it may come up again down the road, but just to initially acknowledge it and just at least say our piece, because it's unfortunate. Like you said, he was doing stuff. He was way ahead of his time. And it's always the debate on whether or not, you know, you stay around the area that created a lot of the dysfunction. And that's, you know, something that's kind of going on right now. But he was brave enough to do so, and he dies a legend. So we salute him.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't heard Victory Lap or any of his music, definitely recommend going to check it out. It's excellent. It really is. But yeah, RIP Nipsey, man. Prayers with you and your family. You know, just prayers with everybody who was affected by it. You know, it's a really sad time. Really,
yeah,
sad.
Man. The whole hood fucked up behind that one. Like I say, it's definitely something. Maybe we'll revisit it. It just happened this week, but maybe not. We'll see. I mean, did you want to do a quick moment of silence for it? Just,
yeah,
trying to transition with the impossible transition.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. We'll give it a quick. Right. We'll give it a 7-second moment of silence here. All right, cool, starting now. All right. Transitioning into what we do things. We're doing BioWare. Top 7 BioWare games this week. Top 7 BioWare for you people out there who like BioWare and like video games. But I do want everybody to know that just kind of up front loading this, Todd. This is going to be a quick one. We're on a timetable. We're on a timetable. Just say we're on a The timetable is how long before I start hallucinating. That's the timetable. This is why we're going to YouTube, because for the people at home who did not see Todd's reaction, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Especially
this
week.
Yeah, that'll be soon enough. But yeah, okay, so let's talk about it real quick, though, man. Like, everybody's talking about the Kotaku album. Oh, my gosh.
The Kotaku article? Kotaku
article where, you know, they were talking about the BioWare shortcomings and EA shortcomings as far as, you know, the Anthem game being in development for 7 years, but approximately like 16 to 18 months of actual true development and production of the game. And just the epidemic of depression and anxiety due to pressure and them going back and forth and not really actually knowing the game. This long article, I actually read the Gamer Rant article that talked about the article and, you know, did a little bit of research. I didn't go through the whole article, but I get the gist of it all. So we said, fuck it. Let's do top seven.
Hell yeah.
BioWare games. We already did Ubisoft. We did, what else did we Bethesda. Do, man? We did Ubisoft. We did Bethesda. You know what I mean? So, you know, try to get into that. I did see something. Go ahead.
I was going to say the difference now is, though, is that we're doing it after the developer's already a shit show. And with Bethesda, we did it before the developer became a shit show. So that is different now. We're already there.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe next time we do this, it'll be like right in the middle of the shit show.
Yes.
Just right in the middle of the shit.
Right in the middle.
Vietnam.
Right there.
But, yeah. Like, did you see the one thing that I thought was interesting? Did you see anything? Casey Hudson, the GM of BioWare, after this article, it was a leaked letter that he addressed, you know, the article itself and addressed, like, the working environment and them trying to do better and things of that nature. Did you see anything like that?
No, I mean, I saw a little bit on some of the gaming news websites that I frequent. I didn't really get into it, but to me it's very, I don't know. So, like, just to talk about the article for just a second here and talking about mental health and the overwork, this is corporate America now. That's exactly what this is. Every corporation I've ever worked for, they put you through the hell because all they care about is that bottom line. I've never had a corporation I've worked for, and there may be some out there, you know, there may be some who genuinely care about their people and genuinely want people to be satisfied
well,
and happy.
Well, there's absolutely examples of companies that aren't complete shit shows. Like, EA has been rated the worst company in America for reasons. You have your EAs and you have your Ubisoft. So, I mean, there is the corporate slavery feel. I get exactly what you're saying. But I think it's levels to it.
For sure. For sure. Now, me and you have both spent time in different corporations, and we know, you know, that this can be the grind and this is what happens. And I think it's overall an effect that the messaging should be, hey, look, this should be not just changing for the gaming environment. We should change this as a whole. Like, we can't last this long. We're really kind of on a path right now from what I can see, and this may be an overall discussion for another time. But we're really on this kind of strange path that we're getting to almost how, you know, Chinese and Japanese corporations are notorious for the way that they work people with the suicide rates and just we're kind of on that path now.
And it's a situation where we have read an article of, you know, of the similarities of it, actually. It's very similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Culturally, it's more similar than you think. And that also is a segue we could get into a little bit more research. I actually think it would be a good conversation for a roundtable. We've actually kind of had one. But you're right. I think it is. I think it's just an overall kind of check on just the mental health overall in a society. It's just a microcosm of it. But, I mean, most white-collar jobs where you're sitting down doing this type of customer-driven work,
you're
right. It's a situation where, you know, these things can happen. You can break folks. Burnout can
for
get
sure.
kind of crazy. But it also shed a lot of light on the shit show that is Anthem. Like, it shed a lot of light on what the issues were. And, I mean, these are relevant points that people are bringing up as far as just the mismanagement, misdirection, and how that wastes a lot of energy. I mean, that's a big part of burnout. It's hard to be passionate about something when there's no clear direction. Just as a human being in groups, I mean, that's where you get your enthusiasm and your drive for the thing that kind of you know, that's what you hunt and you kill to bring back home to you know, feed on. And when there's no direction on it and there's, you know, insecurity and instability of that, it can be, you know.
No, it can be just overwhelming and just... It's no wonder some of the most prescribed pills in the United States are related to mental health.
It's the whole opiate crisis, say. But, for speaking sure. of Sonic, man, every time I see that fleshy-ass, non-funny Sonic, that's what I think about, man. But
ooh, fleshy-ass Sonic.
Yeah, but...
I heard they're releasing a fleshlight dedicated to Sonic for the Sonic fans.
Oh man, bro! You know
you
what?
Know there'd be a market for it.
I just, man, I appreciate the folks that listen to us every
me too
week. Like, there are some people that listen to us every week that are just like, just keep riding with them, man, just keep fucking with them, and I appreciate the fuck out of you guys, I can assure you.
Absolutely.
But so yeah, but all of this back and forth, like, this is one, hey man, we just trying to keep it real and stay true to the grind and fuck with it and get through the week. We got some upcoming new stuff happening, but yeah, don't expect a lot of extra info on this list, man. This is just our favorite list, and it should be a fun little journey as far
for
as the top
sure.
seven BioWare games.
Yeah, we'll give a little blurb, but not a whole lot of info. But Todd, why don't you get us started with your number seven?
My number seven is Anthem.
Boom! Triggered.
It just is. It just is, man.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And it's fucked up because, you know, these lists can change or whatever, man. And I know it's just like, how the fuck can a game that's rated 59 on Metacritic right now today, I think I double checked it, I think user rating is like 64, and with it being an incomplete game and with all the bullshit that I just went through as far as it causing people to basically, you know, be constipated due to opioid addiction and have to take 3 months off due to depression and anxiety. That's what and not the good way like Rockstar did with Red Dead 2. It's one of those things where I genuinely think the game is beautiful and it has ultimate gameplay potential and opportunity. So it's on my list as far as for me personally, like spending time with it, beating it, even with all of its shortcomings, even with all of the negative, you know, justifiably negative critiques of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sitting here like, oh, okay, yeah, it's the best game, but I got to keep it real with myself. It's one of those games, like, I guess there's a guy out there that loves No Man's Sky. You know what I'm saying? And just rock with No Man's Sky the whole time, and I just never fuck with it. It's somebody probably out there that fuck with Sea of Thieves, and I was just like, no. You know what I'm saying? And from what I hear, it's gotten better. I even heard that Fallout 76 has gotten better. That's just not my type of game.
Yeah.
But for BioWare, I'm such a huge BioWare fan. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. And actually, for me, that article kind of even put it more in my mind state of, okay, it changes it from being like, okay, this is a 7-year shit show, to it's kind of actually amazing what they put together with the time frame they actually had to work
for sure
it. So it's almost a salute and a shout out to the actual hard working developers, and I actually fuck with the game. Now this can completely fall off for me if I'm anticipating a little bit more content, you know, hopefully we'll see. But yeah, that's definitely my number seven, man. That's probably the most long winded I'm gonna be on that one.
No worries. I'm gonna say good choice. Now, Anthem did not make my list, but that's when I started looking at BioWare games, and there's just certain games that I'm just like, yeah, they're definitely my taste. Number seven for me is The Old Republic, the Star Wars MMO. The Old Republic, still live, still going on.
That's my number six. So, I knew this was going to be on your list. So, I'm going to just let you run on it anyway so we can get through this.
No worries. The Old Republic. Star Wars, The Old Republic, the Star Wars MMO released by BioWare. Excellent game. A lot of fun. Spent a lot of time playing this online with my friends. Reminds me of days when I used to eat a lot more Cheetos and drink a lot more Mountain Dew. My Cheeto dust and Mountain Dew. You know, having the government watch me on their spy cameras with Cheeto dust just covering my naked body as I played Star Wars The Old Republic. That's how I played Star Wars The Old Republic, and my wife made me stop.
In 2003? Hold on, wait. That's like R. Kelly VHS damn near still era. That was still probably around during that time. I don't know.
Todd, I think you're thinking of Knights of the Old Republic as your number six.
Oh, I'm tripping. I am having a whole fucking moment. You're not the only one.
No worries. Well, Knights of the Old Republic is my number two, so we'll talk about that next. But the Old Republic is just one of these MMOs that took me by not surprise. I'm a Star Wars hardcore guy. I'm going to play anything with the name Star Wars on it. If you gave me a Star Wars Candyland, I would probably buy it. I wouldn't take cocaine, but if you put it in a bag with Star Wars on it, I would probably take that cocaine. I'm just saying. I love Star Wars.
Now it's like drug dealers. Like, okay, this is the ever since they started with the CBD oil. Like, how about we send them a sample of the motherfucking? You should be. I got a couple of people on Instagram that's really out here grinding too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not even like. Don't be surprised if you get a fucking package with Star Wars on it that's full of something powdery.
Oh no!
I better not.
Oh no! Yeah. That would be awful. We have a P.O. box just for you guys. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, we do not have a P.O. box. But yeah, Star Wars, man. The Old Republic is my number seven. Todd, your six was Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, but that's your number two. And I mean, I'm sorry, bro. I know you're sorry, but you might as well run that one down, too.
I'll run it down. Knights of the Old Republic, the classic Star Wars game from BioWare with an awful sequel. Just going to say that Knights of the Old Republic 2 is not a great game. But Knights of the Old Republic had classic Star Wars storytelling, but with that BioWare influence. So what you got was a lot deeper than anything that Star Wars had actually done up until that point. It was also extremely engaging because as a Jedi traveling to various planets in the galaxies, trying to defeat Malak with the twist ending that I won't give away. Because I know the game's been out forever, but I'm just saying, this is one that you should play. It's available on fucking cell phones now. Like, if you haven't played it, go fucking buy it. Like, it's like $8 everywhere.
This is what I'll say about it, too, though, because I was, like, super late on it. You know, I'm a Star Wars fan. You know, as far as on the Trekkie Star Wars spectrum, I'm more of a Star Wars fan, right? But this is when Xbox had exclusive games, like PS4 has exclusive games now, where it was just like, damn it, man, I need an Xbox so I can get on Halo, or damn it, man, I need an Xbox so I can get on KOTAR. You dig? And at first I was like, I don't know, but then once I actually got it and fucked with it, it was one of those games that I got stuck on, and I was like, damn, you know, this is
combat
actually
system,
shit. So
right?
Amazing. And like the morality system, where it's kind of light. It was one, you know, for me, I know games have come out with that previously, but for me, that was one of the first games that it was kind of introduction to.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, okay, what I do actually matters. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to reference Fable. I'm going to just say it so you're triggered. I've already triggered plenty of folks.
Fable! 6 hours I beat that game.
I'm the true bitch, not a Fable. Bun B. But yeah, man. So, you know, BioWare, they did that one with that one, man. Yeah.
That's a good choice, so, though. Knights of the Old Republic, both excellent choices. My number six is Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate coming to PS4 later this year. If you haven't played it, I recommend it. If you haven't played it and you've never played a Western RPG, I highly recommend watching a YouTube video first. It's not what you think it is. It's a little bit different. But Baldur's Gate was really one of those games that took me in as a child. As a child, it said, come here, let me show you what the RPG world looks like. Let me put you under my RPG wing and show you the greatness of storytelling. And it really was. It's also what introduced me to Dungeons & Dragons. And I played Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering all through high school. So don't judge me, nerds. I don't give
and,
a
I
shit.
Mean, did it also introduce you into the back of a van where you came out in full of Cheeto dust, naked and being like?
Yes. Yes, that is something that
I'm sorry
happened.
To hear that.
I'm having memory that. Relapses. I'm sorry.
Man, I appreciate the people that's listening right now.
I really do, too. I'm so sorry if you're still here. It's only about to get weirder. But yes, Baldur's Gate is my number six. It is a classic game. It's coming out later for PS4. I highly recommend it. It's the enhanced edition, which is also on Steam right now for $19.99. Todd, what is your number five?
Mass Effect 3 2012, best-selling BioWare Boom. Game. Worst one in the trilogy, but it's my favorite trilogy, so spoiler alert, that's on the list, so, I mean, figure it out. Yeah, action RPG greatness. What ruined this one, though, was the ending. It just didn't tie it up for folks. But more important, like, not even ruined it, not for me. I thought it was still good enough, but, I mean, they started introducing a multiplayer. That was, like, complete shit, but... if you've listened to any of our shows and you ever hear, I probably reference God of War and Mass Effect on every fucking show that I can. Yeah. So yeah, this is like actually a fun list as far as that's concerned. So yeah, Mass Effect 3, man. I mean, it's got to be on the BioWare list. I don't see how that one's not on there for me.
Hell yeah.
Just keep it moving. Yeah.
Hell yeah. My number 5 is Neverwinter Nights. I actually like the sequel better, but the sequel is developed by Obsidian, so I can't include that on this list. But Neverwinter Nights, I definitely highly recommend it. It's also coming to PlayStation 4 later this year. Again, Western RPG, great storytelling, great mechanics. It's got the dice roll system in the background. I believe this was the last one to feature the D&D 2.5, which if you're a D&D player and you say that doesn't exist, go fuck yourself because you know it exists. But yes, Neverwinter Nights, excellent system, excellent role system in that one. That's my number 5. Todd, what's your number 4?
That BioWare does love that old D&D role system, don't it? So
they really do.
All right, let's keep it moving. We're gonna go with the papa of what everybody is anticipating, and that I'll go with Dragon Age Origins on my list.
Hey,
man,
that's my number 4.
Hey, bro. I mean, is it or is it not the shit snap?
It is amazing.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, for me,
they dumped the morality system. So good.
Right. Come on, man. It's anything with knights and dragons.
Yes.
Done well.
Knights, dragons, crazy romance scenes, action,
you know,
wizardry.
Right. Wizardry.
Wizardry. Harry Potter. Harry Potter, you're gay now. That's what J.K. Rowling said.
Wait a fucking minute. Man, you are sleepy.
I am sleepy.
It's spilling over your lips.
It really is, apparently.
Not over.
That's a little weird. Man. Thank you for fucking with us. Oh, all right. Todd, what's your number 4?
Oh, man. My number 4 is actually Dragon Age Inquisition. I really actually enjoyed the expansion. We skipped over to... You know, you're not going to see that one on here because I don't remember playing it. But I do know I've spent an extensive amount of time on... I mean, Dragon Age Inquisition, it was the Game of the Year edition was out. And my old lady still plays it right now. So I get a, you know, complete reminder of the game a lot. That's like, she's always trying to find a way to play it on my profile because she can't play it on hers. For what I need to probably just get her own, you know, version. So if you actually fuck with me on... PS4 network and you see I'm on Dragon Age Inquisition, it's not me, but I do love that fucking game. I introduced her to that shit. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a well-balanced game. And now it is a game that you can say is part of the reason why Anthem is fucked up, because a big part of that game, they were concerned about that game coming together and they used the BioWare magic to pull that game together, which is kind of impossible to have BioWare magic like that when all the BioWare magic people that were a part of a lot of these games are, like, not all of them, but a good chunk of them are no longer with the company. But before they left, they dropped this jewel, and it is definitely got to be up on my list, man. Dragon Age Inquisition, just, it came together right, the Templars, and,
hell yeah,
you know, just style of it, speaking of mages and stuff like that. It was just a pretty dope story, man. It came together. Same kind of dice roll system, right?
Yeah, it's got a similar dice roll system to it running in the background.
I can never figure that shit out. Yeah, I can never figure that shit out. I'm not that tech savvy. But yeah, man, it's, as far as BioWare is concerned, Dragon Age Inquisition is still the shit.
Hell yes. My number 3 takes us all the way to ancient China with Jade Empire. Love Jade Empire. Classic Xbox game. Excellent storyline. Excellent combat system. Very addictive. Todd, you're shaking your head like, no, I don't like that game. I don't like that game.
No, I never. I don't like China.
Oh, no. We're at an economic war with China. Eat my Cheeto dust.
I'm just joking. I'm just fucking with it, bro. We just really, really bug it out this week. No, that's a great choice. Jade Empire. I just actually never got a chance to play that game. So My fault.
I want a remastered version of Jade Empire, like with new graphics. I know they did something with it recently, and I can't recall, but that was like 2 years ago. But I definitely want like a fully rendered, like they did with Spyro and Crash. Like, we need a new Jade Empire. Plus, it had Nathan Fillion in it in the English voice acting. Nathan Fillion from Firefly and the Rookie.
That's interesting. And see, I was just fucking around. China's cool. I know I've probably said this on the show before, but like years ago, I wanted to get a Rosetta Stone to speak Mandarin.
Yes.
Because I had a feeling like it was in years from then, you know, in the future. I think it was after I watched The Departed, where they were like, we're going to be at war with China in 10 years anyway, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? I might need to learn Mandarin. Oh, you shout out China Mech. But Jade Empire, would you say it's worth going back now and checking it out as a BioWare fan?
Fuck yes. I've played that game three or four times, and I don't go back a lot, except to classic stuff, but this one to me is a classic. Todd, what is your number two?
Mass Effect 1.
There we go. We already did my number two.
It's one of my favorite games of all time. It's still good on Steam, and if you look at it graphically, if you compared it to, for example, Andromeda, that's one of the reasons why Andromeda got shit on. Mass Effect 1 came out in 2007. And 12 years later, like, to me, it just looks better. And it just starts out, it literally starts out my favorite. It's my favorite game in trilogy. You can look it up, man. You can look it up. These are the reasons why Anthem is such a disappointment to a lot of folks, because these games, talk about masterpieces, it's wonderful. Mass Effect 1, we kind of referenced it earlier with KOTOR. It's one of those things where that morality idea and your decisions actually having an effect on the game is the most powerful storytelling I've ever had in my entire life. So Mass Effect 1 is got to be my number two.
Hell yes. Hell yes. My number one. Oh, Mass Effect 1 got space titties. My number one.
Oh, yeah, that too. Your choices can make you have hot alien sex if you so choose.
Alien sex. That's really like in the future is a giant slug.
Like the Devin, the video games, right? All we talk about now is like drugs, some fucked up sex, butt shit, or like getting high playing games, or like somebody dying. We're like, something's happening here.
We're weird. We're weird, folks. Just roll with it.
Oh, man. We just talking, bro. It was just for fun, man. Hopefully it's helping you get through the day. Yeah, that's my number two. Mass Effect number one.
My number one is Baldur's Gate 2, the sequel to Baldur's Gate. One of the greatest RPGs of all time, informed so many RPGs that followed it, whether or not it was the story system, the combat system, the customization that you had in that game versus the first game, just everything about Baldur's Gate 2. It's really got an excellent system. It's got an excellent world. Aesthetically, it's more appealing than the first one. It's less browns and like grays, and it's more like vibrant colors that they put into this one. The cave system is really cool. The trap system that they use, the detecting traps, like the way they implemented the D&D rules almost to a full set. If you've ever been curious about a D&D game, just play Baldur's Gate 2. You'll know exactly what it's supposed to be like. That's exactly what happens in this game. That's actually how I learned how to play. When I found out there was a rule book, I bought the book with some allowance I had saved up, and my mama took it from me because she said it was from the devil. I'll never forgive you. No, I'm kidding. Well, she did take it from me, but she gave it back to me later. But yeah, that is my number one. Todd, what is your number one?
Just glad you had a mom. My number one is a Mass Effect. It's Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 is my number one.
Perfect.
Because it actually solidified the choices. I'm not getting into this one too much. Like, Mass Effect 2 was kind of crazy and dope because you start out just completely being fucked up. Like, you start out being sucked into space and killed and reborn into the Shepherd. And into it was the first real game, once again, where I could, you know, export, other than like a college game where I'm exporting, like, you know, classes or from the NFL or college to NFL. Like, I was actually saved data from the previous game from one. The decisions I made in one totally affected the second game, and it was just the all-around best experience I had. And I think I'm always put Mass Effect 2 on this list until something else comes out and knocks it out, and it'll change, simply because it's always RIP to Rex. I fucked around and killed Rex.
Damn.
I said this before. I'll say this again. Rex, my bad, cousin. But that's also the reason why Mass Effect 2 is my all-time favorite BioWare game. And this is one list we definitely may revisit to like get into in more depth and have fun. But we, I know you tired. You got shit to do. You got boss moves to make. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to reach out and fuck with the tribe.
Hell yes. This one out. Tell us your favorite BioWare games. Let us know what your favorite ones are. Surprise, surprise, too. I really wanted to go through. I don't have any also runs, but I do want to say that some of the stuff doing research for the show that shocked me that I did not realize, BioWare developed a Sonic game in 2008 for the DS called Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood, which I did not realize. Knew about that game, but I didn't realize it was BioWare. They also did the sequel to one of my favorite underrated games in the PC era when it was first upcoming back in the early in the 90s called MDK. They did MDK2, which I now need to go play. But that's kind of where I'm at on this. Todd, do you have anything else to add before we sign off?
Yeah, man, I do actually just a little bit, man. Once again, shout out to Brother Wesley. He had a good idea as far as a possible top seven with top seven YouTubers. You can check that out. The Tribe is pretty cool.
Thank you, Wesley.
Might revisit that. You know what I'm saying? And this one, seriously, this was kind of childish in nature one real quick, but I really am interested to hear the Tribe's just anything dealing with BioWare right now, because it seems like it's like a weird news cycle and that's kind of what's happening, but it's something with it. So just to get the feedback on this one is dope. But other than that, man, I want to, you know, that's it, man. Just wish you safe journeys. You know, be safe out there, bro. Don't hallucinate. Just ride that dragon, Brian.
I'm going to ride the white dragon all the way to the temple.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Trailer Park Boys on Netflix, the animated series?
No, I need to watch it. I definitely need to watch
it. That's the last. Just spit all this bullshit aside. Just watch the first episode.
I will. I've been watching Twilight Zone, the Jordan Peele production. I'm enjoying it so far.
I told you not to mention his goddamn name until he puts a white lead.
Jordan Peele. Welcome to Twilight Zone. All right, that's been this week's episode of Skip the Tutorial. As we always do before we sign off, stay humble. Have a good night.